Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chaf Aleph from a Beis. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from an Aleph, three lines from the bottom by the two dots. So the Mishnah mentioned that Ezi Dever, it's Ir HaMaitziah Chamish Meis Ragli. The Mishnah described to us what exactly the definition of Dever is. And it told us if you have a city of a population of 500 and three people die over 3 days, one day after the next, one person each day, so then that's the definition of Dever. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Braisa which elaborates on this idea. Says the Braisa, Ir HaMaitziah Chamish Meis Ve'elef Ragli. If you have a city which is three times as larger as the one described in the Mishnah, it has 1,500 people, so Kagoyin Kfar Akoy, like the city of Kfar Akoy, the Yatza Himena Tisha Mason Beshoisha Yamim Zacharza, and nine people die over 3 days, one after the next, three people each day, Hareza Dever, that's considered Dever. Biyamachode Bar, Biyamim Ainza Dever. However, if it all happens in 1 day or 4 days, that's not considered Dever. The Ira Maitzia Chamish Meis Ragli, if you have a city with a population of 500, Kagoyin Kfar Amikoy, the Yatza Himenu Shleisha Mason Begimel Yamim Zacharza, and you have three mesa each day for 3 days in a row, meaning one each day, so then hareza dever, that's considered dever. B'yaymechadei b'arbiyamim means a dever. But if it's all in 1 day or 4 days, that's not considered dever. Now says the Gemara story that the Rekarta Yisha Ir HaMaitziah Chamish Mea Yisragli Hava. The Rekarta was a city with a population of 500. V'yatzim yimenu shleisha mesim b'yaymechad, and there was three mesim that died all in 1 day from a disease. So Gazer of Nachem Rav Chista Tanesa. Rav Nachem Bar Rav Chista was Gazer Tainas. Amr of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Kemenker Meir, that this year being Geizer Tainis, it's like the sheet of a Meir. It's not like the Brisa we just said. The Brisa we just said held that it's only if it happens over 3 days. This, that he was being Geizer Tainis when it happens in 1 day, is like the sheet of a Meir, the Amr who says in Bavakamo, that Richig Negichais of Chayiv, Kirv Negichais of Kol Shekein. And if a shore is able to become a Muad from goring 3 times in 3 days, separate days, so now the more so if it gores 3 times in 1 day, so then it makes a chazaka and it becomes a muad. So too with this disease that was affecting Dreikarta, if it kills 3 people over 3 days, it makes a chazaka that this is dangerous and we need to fast, so then all the more so if it's able to do that all in 1 day. Now says the Gemara that Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so Amar Leir of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he very much appreciated Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so he said to him, Leikamar Leisi Gaban, why don't you come live by us? We have a very special city, a lot of Chashma Tamina Chachamim, why don't you come live by us? So Amar Leir, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak responds, that Tanina, that no, we learned, Rav Yaisi Aymer, Leim Mekoymer Shal Adam Mechabli, Yala Adam Mechabli, that's Mekoymer. It's not the place, not Mechabli, the person, living in the Chashma place. It doesn't make you more bekavadik. It's only the person who's mechubad, and then he brings kavod to the place. It's not. It doesn't work the other way around. And we have two sources for this. Shekem Metzinu. We find source number one Bahar Sinai. Nyan Diyayma. We find in Har Sinai Shekozman Shashchina Shriya Love. So long as the Shchina was there, Amra Taira Gamat Zayin VaBakar Al Yiru Amula Harahu. That no one, nothing could go by the mountain. However, Nistalka Shchina Mimenu. Once we finished with Matan Taira, about 10 months later, so then the Shechina left. Amar Taira, the Taira then says, "Bimshaycha Yayavol Himiyalu Bahar." Anybody could go up the mountain once the Shechina left. So then the Kedusha left. So you see that it's the person, so to speak. It's the Shechina which gave kavod to Har Sinai, and not Har Sinai that gave kavod to the Mensch. V'chei Metzinu by Omayid, and we also find like this by the Omayid Shebe Midbar, that was in the Midbar. Shekoz Manchu Natoi. So long as the Mishkan was set up, Amar Taira, the Taira said, "V'ishalchu v'namachne kol tzerua." So then you have to kick out anybody who has tzeras. There was too much Kedusha. Whereas Hugluah Pareiches, once they wrapped up the Pareiches, they wrapped up the Mishkan, Hutru Zavin Vamitzeiram Likanis Hashem. In that exact place that they weren't allowed before, the Zavin or Mitzrayim, they were allowed to go there. So you see the Kedusha left once the Shechina left. So you see it's the person Kaviyachol, the Shechina in this case, that gives Kedusha to the place and not the place that gives Kedusha to the person. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista said to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I still want to be with you. So Yach, if you're not going to come to me, Neikam Anoli Gabi Mar. So maybe I'll come to your city and I'll come live by you. We could learn together. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says back, that no, Motav Yavah Mana Ben Pras, it's a Mana Ben Mana. The Maisa, your father was much wealthier than my father. Better the Mana Ben Pras, that I, who have the Ben, I'm the Ben Pras, who's half, should go to the Mana Ben Mana, should go to you. Your father, who was Rav Chista, was much more wealthy. It makes more sense I should go to you, value of a money ben money, it's a money ben pras, not that you should go to me. Now says the Gemara's story that Basura have a debarta, in Sura there was some sort of dever, there was some sort of plague, and Bishibuse the Rav loy have a debarta. Where Rav was, Rav who lived in Sura, in his community, in his shchuna, there was no dever. So Savru Minei, so the people in the city, they assumed, Mishim Schuse the Rav, the Nafish, that's because Rav's chusim is so great, that's what's protecting the shchuna. However, they saw in a dream that Rav the Nafish is chuse tuva. Now no, Rav has so much chusim, ha milsa zutra leila Rav, that this, just that he could protect the city, that's too small, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't use up Rav's chusim for that. That's too small. Ela mishuma hu gavra. The reason why the city is being protected is because of a different person in the city. The shayo maro is vilo likfura. He lends out all the different kalim that are needed for burying the dead. He lends it out to the chevra kadisha, and so b'schus this kfura gemach that he has, that's what's protecting the city. And another story. Bidraikarta havas lekta. Before we mentioned Draikarta had some sort of illness. Now in Draikarta they had some sort of wildfire. Ubishivuse the Ravuna lay have the lekta. However, where Ravuna lived and his shchuna, they didn't have this wild. The fire didn't go there. So Savraminabis Chusa the Ravuna the Nafish, everyone assumed, oh, it's Ravuna's chus. However, Schazilubhilma that high zutra lay the Ravuna. They saw in the dream again that no, this is too small for Ravuna. Elamishuma he issa. The reason, the thing that's protecting the city is a certain woman. What does this lady do? The mechamemes tanura. She has an oven gemach. She heats up her oven all the time. She cooks up to five, fires up the oven. Umeshayli l'shivivuse, and she lets the neighbors use it. She lets everyone come and use her oven. So mida k'nega mida. Really, both of these stories. And the first story with the one with the kfura, being that he was assisting the kfura, so in his city they didn't need to do kfura. And being that this city, she lent out her oven. She heated up her oven and lent it out. So now the fire didn't affect this city. Now I'm related to Rav Yehuda, another story. They said to Rav Yehuda that Asu Kamsi, that there's some locusts attacking, they're coming to the city. So Gazar Tanesa, he was Gazar Tainis. Amrulay, they said to him that Loikam Afsadan Lamaisa, they came and they're not eating the produce. So Amar Lahu, so Rav Yehuda said, I'm still not going to take back the Tainis. Zavda Aisu Bahadayu, what did they bring? Their suitcases with them. They didn't bring any food with them. And for what do you think is going to happen? They're going to get hungry and then they're going to eat our stuff and therefore we still have to fast. Another story, I'm related to Rav Yehuda. Again, they said to Rav Yehuda that Yikam Maisna Bechazire, that there's some sort of death, a dangerous illness that's going around by the Chazirim. So Gazar Tanesa, he was Gazar Tainis. That's the Gemara, the Chari, you can learn from here. Now, when there was a plague affecting the Chazirim, that Rav Yehuda was Gazar Tainis for people, name it Sever Rav Yehuda, Makas Mishulachas Mimenechod, Mishulachas Mimikol Aminah. That when you have a contagious disease going around one min, you have to be concerned that it's going to go to other minim as well. So as the Gemara, well, you know, you should not learn that from this story. It's specifically about Chazirim that we have to be concerned. Shani Chaziri didamyon me'ayu levnei inshi. It's because they have similar intestines as people, they have a similar digestive system, and being that they're similar, so we have to be concerned that the next place after it affects the Chazirim is going to be people. Another story, Amru Leila Shmuel, they said to Shmuel, Ika Maisna Bechuzoi, that there's a deadly illness that's going around in Bechuzoi, and Gazar Tanesa, and he was Gazar Tainis, and even though Amru Leila, they said to him, Hamirchak, it's very far away, so why are we being Gazar Tainis? So Amar Leko Mavro Hachad and Pasukle, he explained, because there's no ocean, there's no Mechitza that's separating us from Bechuzoi, and therefore we have to be Gazar the Tainis. Amru Leila Rav Nachman, another story, they said to Rav Nachman, Ika Maisna Ba'ard Yisrael. Rav Nachman lived in Bavel, but they told him that there's some sort of plague that's affecting Eretz Yisrael. And Gazar Tanesa, he was Gazar Tainis, and he explained that even though Eretz Yisrael is very far from Bavel, but Im Gavira Leika, Shivcha like Al Shekain, if the master of the house is being afflicted, so then the Shivcha, the more so that she's going to be afflicted, and therefore if Eretz Yisrael is being punished, so to speak, if Eretz Yisrael is being afflicted by this famine, by this illness, so then all the more so us and Bavel have to be concerned, and therefore he was Geyser Tainis. Now the Gemara is Medayik, Taima de Gviru Shivcha. It's mashma that the only reason why he was Geyser the Tainis is because of this cheshbin with the Gviru and the Shivcha. But otherwise, a Shivcha was Shivcha, if it would be two Shivchas, two places in Chutz Laretz, like, he would not be Geyser Tainis because it was so far away. Now the question is Vahamru Leila Shmuel, when they told Shmuel, Likamayis the Bechuzai, he was Geyser Tainisa. He was Geyser Tainis even though it's far away. So do you have to be Geyser Tainis when it's far away, or do you not have to be? So says the Gemara, Shani Hasem, no, in Shmuel's case it was different. Really, if it's far away, even if there's nothing separating between the two countries, you do not have to be Geizer Atainis. In Shmuel's case, he was Geizer Atainis because it was Shani Hasem over there was different. Because there was a caravan, there was a transportation that went between those two places. So specifically in that situation, Shmuel was Geizer Atainis. Otherwise, two places in Chutzlarts that are far away, even if there's nothing separating them, you do not need to be Geizer Atainis.